Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
8:13, hot, humid, typical summertime, but the tropics are going to be quiet, they're saying, through July, which is good. Jennifer Van Vranken joins us now, Jefferson Parish Councilmember, to talk about fortified roofs and some things that she's doing to help Jefferson Parish residents. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I think we're all great after the LSU win.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. Go Tigers, right? Let's talk about fortified roofs and what your plan is for Jefferson Parish homeowners, where the money come from. Take me from Jump Street on this.
Okay, so, you know, one of the things that we hear consistently from people, we always try to listen to what people are struggling with and what we can do to help. So we, of course, all are struggling under the high insurance costs for our homes. And so what we know is a fortified roof in other states where they have done this over time, that is what makes the biggest change, positive change, to lower insurance rates as people put fortified roofs on their homes. And so the state started a grant program, and I definitely want to give credit to our state legislators who started the grant program. The grant will open again around September of this year. And you go online, you apply for a $10,000 grant from the state of Louisiana to put a fortified roof on your home. That's the start. Now, once you're selected and you're one of those recipients, many times the roof costs more than $10,000. And that's what we identified as a problem, that a lot of people were having to give the money back because they couldn't necessarily pay the additional 5 or 10 that they needed for their fortified roof. And so this is where we want to help all of those in Jefferson Parish who get that fortified roof grant from the state. We want to make sure they don't have to turn that money back in, and we will pay up to $5,000 on the additional cost to make sure that people can get that roof on their home, because over time that is going to be what makes a difference. And it'll make a difference for those immediate homeowners, because they'll have that fortified roof protection. And see, we've heard roughly a 22% reduction in insurance when you put on a fortified roof. But over time, as the insurance industry sees there are more fortified roofs in our area, then we know that's going to lower insurance costs for us all.
So where does the $500,000 come from that you have in discretionary funds?
So several years ago, when we all experienced the COVID crisis and the state received, or I should say the parish received, $84 million in COVID money at the time, ARPA money, Jefferson Parish swapped that with general funds. So now we have a pot of general funds that we have available to do things with in every council district, but also some of those projects are larger or parish-wide projects. While the money's been sitting there, it has been earning interest, which is great. I mean, you know, that means more that we can pour back into our community. And so it's from the interest from those COVID crisis funds that I feel like it's you know, it's a good fit to put them back into something that's our current crisis, because I don't know anything that's causing people to struggle more right now than trying to pay, you know, both their mortgage and their home insurance costs. So $500,000 of the interest is going to be the funding source that we use to match those grant recipients who will qualify for the state grant, and then we want to make sure they can put it to use and get that fortified roof on their home.
How do they take advantage of this?
So we are, because the idea just passed at our council meeting less than a week ago, we have started setting up meetings to establish how our program would run. But when you get the grant from the state, you apply for the grant, You have to make sure that it is your home, you know, the property, not an investment property, but where you have your homestead exemption. Once you qualify and you start going through the state, you have to work with their qualified roofers. And when you're certified, that's where we are going to work with the state and use their, you know, their information as the next step where Jefferson picks up. We're going to have to meet with the Louisiana Department of Insurance to see if they want to take our funding and put that toward the people who are eligible in Jefferson for the $10,000 grant, or if they want to hand those folks off at the point when they know the roof is going to cost more, and we can take it from there. We've had also some home building entities that have said they will work with us. Noel is one of those entities that said they can help us administer the program if we need that. So lots of people are coming to the table to help. What I would say is, since this just passed last week, stay tuned. Make sure if you need that fortified roof to put your grant application in with the state in September, and we will have our program worked out by that same time. It'll give us a few months to work out with the Louisiana Department of Insurance just how we want to tack on to those that have Jefferson Parish, you know, home properties with homestead exemption on them. So we'll work out the details. Stay tuned for September, but I would just encourage anyone that needs a roof to apply for that grant and move toward a fortified roof.
Anyone
it really will make a difference.
In Jefferson Parish?
Well, the state program applies to everyone across the state.
But that's
the additional
lottery,
funds,
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It is a lottery program. It's a random grant program. Then we just want to make sure that any of our homeowners don't have to turn that money back in. And sometimes, look, I read an article recently. There was a teacher. She was having to re-roof her home. She got the grant, but then it was going to be $2,000 additional. She said she didn't have that $2,000 additional dollars. Fortunately, her family stepped in and her parents, I think, paid the difference. But I don't want to see anyone in Jefferson be fortunate enough to get that $10,000 lottery grant from the state and not put the roof on their home. That's where if you don't, you know, have that family to step in and pay the $2,000 difference, we want to step in and make it possible because it's that important, I think, to start moving the needle on insurance costs.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back talking to Jennifer Van Vranken, Jefferson Parish Council member, about Jefferson Parish residents. Some could get a little extra help in paying for a fortified roof. We've been discussing that. 820 traffic now, WWL. 8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jefferson Parish Council member Jennifer Van Vranken talking about using a discretionary $500,000 in funds to help people get fortified roofs. Stop me if I'm saying anything wrong, am I?
No, that's correct. Okay. And the resolution that we passed last week, it actually did two things because, you know, the two biggest issues that I've heard about from people, one is the cost of our insurance on our home. The other is, as a parish, we know that we have been losing population. We're an aging parish. So the future of our parish has to be attracting new young families. And so the other part of this resolution and that we'll be using this grant money for is attracting new young homeowners. The Jefferson Finance Authority already has two programs in place that if any young person out there, young couple out there looking to buy their first home, you can get a $2,500 grant as a welcome to Jefferson, $2,500 additional if you're in any kind of public service profession, so firemen, policemen, nurses, teachers, government workers. And then on top of that, because we know high insurance costs, again, are the biggest deterrent to people getting that first home and taking on those responsibilities, we're offering an additional $2,500. Because we really do want to see, you know, new homeowners moving into the parish. And so we think this is the best use of those funds because it addresses the two, the biggest challenges that we have in Jefferson Parish right now, the cost of home insurance and attracting new young families to our parish to call it home.
I'm getting some texts from people that are, in essence, saying they couldn't afford the fortified roof.
Correct.
Without the grant. How much of a grant per person would it be from you to make up the difference between what the state paid them and what they needed, or is it a fixed amount?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Or does it depend on person to person? I'm a little bit confused.
If we're going to work it just like the state does. So the state is an up to $10,000 grant. So if for some reason, you know, they have a smaller home and the roof costs less than $10,000, you get the amount for the fortified roof. Jefferson, as those homeowners who are in Jefferson to get the grant, let's say I'll give you an example. There's someone I know who has about a 3,000 square foot house. Mm-hmm. The roof wound up being the fortified roof wound up being $15,000. So the state grant would cover the up to 10, and then Jefferson's is going to cover up to 5 additional. So for most people, it will make it possible to get their home safely under a fortified roof. So for us, it will be up to $5,000 additional dollars if you've qualified for the state's program and you're getting there up to 10. We will do up to 5 to make that fortified roof reachable for more people in Jefferson.
So the first step is to win the state lottery, in a way.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So the state is asking for an additional roughly $20 million. And if the governor signs off on everything that the legislators did, you know, in that request, then there'll be $20 million to put toward the Fortified Roof State Lottery Grant Program. Those applications are expected to open in September. So go online as soon as it opens, because we know they go very quickly. And then if you're selected to get that $10,000 grant to put a fortified roof on your home, that's where we will identify the ones who are in Jefferson Parish, anywhere in the parish, and we will then work with those recipients to bridge the gap for that gap funding between the $10,000 and up to $5,000 more for the cost of their home. We just hope it helps, because I don't want to see anyone turn that back in when we know over time. Let's use the example of that teacher I was talking about. If she couldn't have afforded the other $2,000 to put the $12,000 fortified roof on her home, then she would have had to send the money back to the state. Whereas now with the fortified roof, forever her insurance premiums will be lowered because they know she has that fortified roof. And the state actually has a website through the Department of Insurance that gives you an estimate of what all of the insurance companies give in the way of a discount if you put that fortified roof on your home. So I'd encourage everyone, too, to go ahead and look up that information, look up your insurance carrier, and see what kind of discount they estimate you would get for the fortified roof. The other thing, and let me give a shout-out to Senator Kurt Talbot. On the forefront of this. If you put the roof on your home on your own dime, the state will give you up to a $10,000 tax credit over 3 years. So that's another good way to do it.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer Van Franken. We'll take a break, talk to Louisiana State Representative Joe Ogeron about hydrogen technology when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.